This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. This summer, a man hanged himself to death in the Grand Traverse County Jail. Officers found Alan Holloway dead in his cell hours after he had died. There have been other suicides at the jail in recent years. And in 2014, a federal agency reported that jail cells in Grand Traverse County posed a hanging risk. Here to talk about the situation is IPR reporter Morgan Springer. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, David.
Remind us what happened to Alan Holloway.
Alan Holloway was charged with attempted murder, and he was arrested in July, and he was placed on suicide watch in jail immediately. But then a day later, he was taken off suicide watch, and he was moved from an observation cell to an isolation cell. And 2 days later, he hanged himself. Now, one of the things that really sticks out about this is that he was hanging there for 3 hours. Typically, corrections officers are supposed to do a check on his cell every 1 hour. It looks like that did not happen. Also, somebody's supposed to be monitoring the jail through cameras, and it's not clear how they missed the fact that he was hanging. This has been investigated by the Traverse City Police Department, by the Michigan Sheriff's Association, and one employee has been fired, another has resigned, and there is the potential for charges in the future, although it's not really clear what's going to happen with that.
Holloway's family, I understand, has hired an attorney to look into this further. What's going on with that?
So they have sued the sheriff's office to try to get documents, but one of the big things that's happening now is that they filed what's called a notice of intention to file a claim. And this is basically a notice that leaves the door open to file a lawsuit in the future. And what this notice says is that the county commissioners, and the sheriff did not properly maintain and repair the jail, and that there were building defects at the jail that the county knew about and did nothing to change, and they call it collective negligence. Now, they're able to make this claim because in 2014, a federal agency, it's called the National Institute of Corrections, came and toured the facility. They gave a presentation to the Board of Commissioners. They also filed a report, and they had a lot of points to make about the jail, but here's one point that was made by Mark Goldman with the National Institute of Corrections.
Another major concern is all the cells that have elements that are the opposite of suicide resistant. It's good that you have all the cameras and that you've had relatively few suicides, but there's many, many opportunities in virtually all parts, all of the housing units for inmates if they want to hang themselves to do that.
What I hear in that clip is that a federal agency is pointing out that there are certain risks and dangers with the jail. How did the county respond after that report?
In response to that, they formed a committee. It's called the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee. And in the resolution that began this committee, the purpose was stated. They're supposed to collect and analyze data about criminal justice. They're supposed to develop a needs assessment and a master plan, and presumably address a number of issues with the jail, including these hanging issues that were brought forward by the National Institute of Corrections. As far as we can tell, people were appointed to the committee, and then basically nothing happened for 3 years. Until fast forward to this year, 2017, and the committee seemed to be revived. They met twice, once in the summer, once in the fall, and it's not really clear what the future of the committee is going to be.
So this federal report came out back in 2014. Alan Holloway killed himself in the jail in Grand Traverse County this past summer. What if we look back further? What's the history of suicide attempts and suicides at the jail?
So according to the jail and the sheriff's office, since 2000, three people have killed themselves, and that includes Holloway. If you look at suicide attempts from 2011 to 2017, there were 40 attempts to varying degrees, and some of them are the same people multiple times.
40 attempts since 2011?
40 attempts since 2011, and actually since Holloway committed suicide, there have been 8 suicide attempts. So that's just from July to November of this year.
What does the Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office say about these allegations about the jail?
I asked Grand Traverse Sheriff Tom Bensley for an interview, and he did not want to speak on the record to IPR at this time. However, he was interviewed by the Traverse City Record Eagle this summer after Holloway's suicide, and he said, quote, "In this situation, we probably didn't do a good enough job."
What's going to happen next with the Holloway case?
Well, the Holloway parents' attorneys are in the midst of a lawsuit based on their belief that they did not get information that they should have gotten under the Freedom of Information Act. Other than that, we're waiting to see if they decide to file a lawsuit about the building defects. Like I said earlier, that what they filed was a notice of intention to file a claim. It looks like they might, but we don't really know if they're going to do that yet. So right now it's a waiting game, and you know, potentially there could be charges against somebody at the jail. But like I said earlier, we really don't know.
IPR reporter Morgan Springer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.